请我们一起来翻开圣经腓立比书第三章。
Let us enter the Bible together in Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章十三节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 13.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的事。
Verse 14.
向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的来得的奖赏。这里保罗说他有一个目标。
Here Paul says that he has a goal.
他正向着那个目标在努力的前进着。
And at this moment he is pressing toward the goal.
所以他说我还没有得着。
And so he said that I have not count myself as apprehended.
但是他很有自信，如果他继续这样的努力，他会得着。
But he is confident that if he continue onward this way, he will obtain it.
这已经成为他人生的一个最重要的目标。
And this has become the most important goal in his life.
因为所要得到的奖赏是从天上来的。
For the reward that he will get, this prize comes from the heaven.
保罗他甚至说他忘记背后。
And Paul even goes to say that I am forgetting what is behind.
过去的事情只是一个参考。
What is behind us, what are, the things are behind us, it is only for reference.
过去很多的事情它可能不会再重来。
The things that has happened in the past will probably not happen again.
这个过去的很多的事实也是很难去改变。
And there are also many facts that had happened before that we could not change.
真实的就是在眼前。
And what is real and true, that is, that those are ahead of us.
人可以去得到的是将来的。
What we can obtain is it will be in our future.
所以保罗的努力也是我们的努力。
Therefore, the hard work here for Paul, it is also the same work for us.
因为保罗的目标也是今天我们每一个人的目标。
Because the goal of Paul is also the goal of every one of us.
因为我们已经认识了这位独一的真神。
For all of us, we have come to know this one true God.
因为我们已经相信他所要将来所要赐给我们的产业。
And for we already believe him and believe that he will give us the future inheritance.
所以保罗就成为我们一个很好的模范，很好的参考。
Therefore, Paul has set a very good example for every one of us.
我们这样的努力，我们是不是真的可以达到目标？
And today, if we truly strive as hard as Paul, we obtain this goal.
因为在现实的生活里头比如在这个奥林匹克运动场上，每一个人都非常的卖力。
For in reality, for example, in the Olympic Games, every one of the athletes, they all work very hard.
虽然大家都很努力，但是我们也知道，不是每一个人都得到奖牌。
Even though they all strive very hard, but not every one of them would get a medal.
但是在奔跑天国路的这一条路上。
However, in the path, in the journey toward the heavenly kingdom,
在天国路上的努力是人人可以得着奖赏的。
The strive or the effort we have put in this journey will get every one of us the reward.
这是跟在奥林匹克运动场上不一样的地方。
This is the difference between us and those athletes in the Olympics.
那从保罗他的体验让我们能够确信这样的事实。
And from the experience of Paul, we can also recognize that this is a fact.
当保罗他走到他人生的终点的时候
，As Paul marched toward the last point in his life,
他知道他已经完成了他的工作。
He understands that he has already finished all his work.
所以他也很想告诉他的同伴提摩太他的感想。
So he wanted to tell his companion Timothy. His own reflections.
我们请看提摩太后书第四章。
Turn to Second Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书第四章第六节。
Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 6.
第六节，我现在被浇奠，我离世的时候到了。
For I'm already been poured out as the drink offering, and the time of departure is ahead.
啊，这里这样看起来啊，保罗啊，他已经准备好了。
And so it seems that Paul has already prepared. 啊，
这个当人生的路要走完的时候啊，能够说我准备好了啊，这是有福气的。
And when we are about to finish our own lives, at the end of our life, if we say that we are prepared, and then we are a blessed person.
啊，在保罗还没有信耶稣之前呢，他是没有这样的把握。
Before Paul, he believed in the Lord. He has not such a confidence.
他虽然在他的这个传统的信仰里头非常的热心。
Even though he was quite zealous in his traditional religion,
哦，但是对这个最终的那个目标啊，得着神的义啊，他一直是没有把握的。
But however, for the final goal, that is to obtain the righteousness of God, he had no assurance.
哦，但是今天因为他信了主耶稣
，But today because he believed in the Lord Jesus,
哦，让他有这种我准备好了的这种自信
，so that he may have this confidence that he is prepared.
哦，所以这个对的信仰是这么的宝贵，这么的重要。
Therefore, a true faith is so important and so very valuable.
啊，我们真难想象说，当一个人知道他的结局到了，但是呢，他对再下去他没有把握，这是何等的。
And so for a person who knows what he has to face that is ahead of him, yet he has no assurance, you know, how nervous or how worrisome will he be?
啊，事实上今天有许多的人是这样子来离开这个人间。
It's true that today there are many people depart this world in such a way. 啊，
保罗对这个他所领受的救恩的确定，啊，所以让他深深的有自信说我准备好了。
And Paul is so assured that he has this, he is able to obtain this final goal. That is why he is so confident that he knows he is prepared.
请看腓立比书第一章。
Turn to Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章二十一节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 21.
二十一节，因为我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
保罗他活着的时候，他效法主耶稣基督。
As Paul lived, he lives to imitate Christ.
他知道，因为主耶稣的怜悯，他不断的正在向着目标在前进。
He understands that it is because of the mercy of the Lord he is marching towards the goal.
他知道神给他的时候到了，他就是要得到奖赏。
He understands at the time that God has given him is up, he shall receive the reward.
所以他说我死了就有益，就是一种得着。
Therefore he said that to die is to gain.
不是很多人的死了就完了就全部没有了。
Unlike many others, they say to die is the end. It is finished.
因为保罗他深深的知道，他走的是这一条唯一的道路。
For Paul, he understands the way, the path that he is walking on.
他深深的晓得，他只有靠着主耶稣这个名，他能够达到目标。
And he fully understands that only relying upon the name of Lord Jesus, can he reach his goal.
这样的人生的祭典是何等的美好。
So such a period in life, how wonderful that period would be.
所以保罗他也常常愿意告诉人如何来准备好自己。
Therefore, Paul is willing to tell other people that how.One should prepare for himself.
无论社会上的地位是高是低，他很乐意来跟人分享。
Does it matter whether one has a high or low status in the world? He is willing to share this experience with them.
所以在腓立比监狱里头的那个看管监狱的禁足，他问彼得说：“我当怎样行才可以得救？”
And therefore, in Philippi, when the The prison keeper asked Paul that, what should I do to be saved?
保罗很愿意的来告诉他，你如何来为自己做准备。
And Paul was so willing to tell him what you should do so that you can be saved.
当他有机会在王的面前，他也是这样来跟王分享，你应该如何来准备自己。
And when he had the opportunity to stand before the king, he also shared with the king in the same way.
请看《使徒行传》二十六章。
Turn to the Book of Acts, chapter 21.
二十六章。
26.
二十六章十八节。
The Book of Acts, chapter 26, verse 18.
我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。十九节。
Verse 19.
亚基帕王啊，我故此没有违背那天上来的异象。二十节。
20.
先在大马色，后在耶路撒冷和犹太全地以及外邦，劝勉他们应当悔改归向神。行事与悔改的心相称，这是保罗在亚基帕王面前所做的见证。
So this is a witness that Paul said before King Agrippa.
得到天上的奖赏，这是每一个人最重要的目标。
To obtain the inheritance of the heavenly kingdom, this is the most important goal for everyone.
所以保罗告诉大家如何来。如何来奔跑这一条路。
So Paul is trying to tell everyone how we should run this race.
到保罗人生的终点，他告诉大家，我准备好了。
And at the end of his own life, he told everyone that I have prepared.
所以我们有那个目标，跟保罗一样，有那个重要、宝贵的目标。
Therefore, we have a goal, just as Paul, this very important goal.
我们常常要提醒自己，我是不是正在往这个目标在前进。
And we have to remind ourselves, to see whether or not we are marching, toward this goal.
如果那一天来到，我是不是能够像保罗这样说，我准备好了。
And if that day comes, can we be like Paul, we dare say that I have prepared.
在神的怜悯之下，保罗他准备好了。
With the mercy, of the Lord, Paul has, dared to say I prepared.
相信在神的怜悯之下，我们也能够在那一天说，我准备好了。
And I believe that with the mercy of God, on that day we can also say that I am prepared.
那保罗他为什么能够有这样的自信
？So how can Paul have such a confidence?
保罗就对他这个基督徒的人生，他做了一番的回忆。
And Paul made a reflection upon his Christian life.
请看是提摩太后书第四章。
In Second Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书第四章。
Second Timothy chapter 4,
第七节
verse 7.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
I fought the good fight, I finished the race, I kept the faith.
简短的一句话，保罗他来回忆他整个基督徒的人生。
This is a very short sentence, and yet it reflects this upon his own life.
就是这一句话，保罗说我已经准备好了。
It is also because of the sentence that he can say that I am prepared.
那美好的仗我已经打了。
That I have fought a good fight.
我们每一个人都要打这一场美好的仗。
Every one of us need to fight this good fight.
那这一个美好的仗，它的内容是什么呢
？So what is the content of this fight?
第一个，保罗说我已经胜过了我自己。
First of all, Paul said that I have overcome myself.
请看哥林多前书第九章。
Turn to First Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书九章二十六节。
First Corinthians chapter 9, verse 26.
所以我奔跑不像无定向的，我斗拳不像打空气的。二十七。
27.
我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被气绝了。这里保罗他在描写他的他的这个日常，他的这个生活。
And so Paul here tried to describe his daily life.
他蒙主耶稣的呼召去传扬福音啊，所以传福音是他每一天主要的工作。
He was called by the Lord to preach. Therefore, preaching the gospel is a major task that he does every day of his life.
在传福音的过程当中，会有很多的困难，很多的阻挡。
And in in the midst of preaching the gospel, he faced many challenges and obstacles.
在他的时代里头，而且还会成为别人的这种对敌。
And in his own time, he also became an enemy of some people.
有些人甚至还会用很激烈的手段来对付保罗。
And there are some who use very extreme means against Paul.
但是保罗他也知道，其实最大的敌人是自己。
But Paul understands that the greatest enemy he faces is himself.
如果不能够胜过自己，那这个就没有什么这个。真正的意义可以讲。
If he cannot overcome himself, then there is no real meaning to talk about.
他或许能够带领很多人来信耶稣。
Perhaps he could bring many people to believe the Lord.
但是这不等于他能够达到那个达到最后的目标。
But that does not equal that he will also reach the same goal.
能够让他得到天上来的奖赏，是他要胜过自己。
The way that he can receive this reward from heaven is that he must overcome himself.
所以他清楚的知道，胜过自己，这也是他生活里头非常重要的一个项目。
So to know to overcome himself, it is also an important goal in his daily lives.
我们自己。我们每一个人也是一样，要胜过我们自己。
And we ourselves, we are the same. We need to overcome ourselves.
所以箴言里头有一句话说：“功成，这个功成啊，还比这个制服人的心还要容易。”
And so the proverb tells us that it is easier to attack or to take a city than to take control of one's heart.
意思就是说，要胜过自己，其实有时候甚至比拿下一个城还要困难。
That is to say, sometimes to overcome our own selves, it is harder than to be able to take a whole city.
那保罗的第一个得胜呢，他胜了自己。
So the first victory that Paul had was that he overcame himself.
他如何来胜过自己
？So how did he overcome himself?
保罗跟我们大家都一样一样的性情。
And Paul is just like every one of us.
他生来也是带着一些罪性，一些负面的个性。
He is also born with the nature of sin and also fleshly desires.
他也是要跟自己内心的这些里头的这些私欲来挣扎，来征战。
And he also has to fight with his own desires and his own lusts.
他如何胜过
？And how can he overcome them?
请看罗马书第八章。
Turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章十三节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 13。
十三节，你们若顺着肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。
And if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
保罗已经打了那美好的仗。
And so Paul has already fought a good fight.
他已经能够胜过自己里头的恶行。
For he was able to overcome the fleshly evil within him.
因为他靠着主耶稣所赐给他的圣灵，他来致死这个罪性情欲。
For by the Holy Spirit that Lord Jesus Christ has given him, he is able to overcome the sinful nature.
所以进一步的，他能够靠着圣灵来行事。
So he can take a step further that he can follow the Holy Spirit. In everything that he does,
就是他能够走在圣灵当中。
That is, he can walk in the Spirit.
就是他能够顺服圣灵的带领。
That he can obey and follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以纵然他身上有一根刺，但是他还是能够得胜。
So even though he has this thorn on his body, but he can still be victorious.
他更发现说，身上的这一根刺对人来讲是一个。好像是一个灾害，但是从信仰的层面来看，这是神给他的福气。
And so, even though this thorn, from the perspective of man, it brings him this trouble, but from the perspective of the spirit, it brings him blessings.
啊，所以他也能够胜过身体上的啊，如果这是一个疾病的话，他也能够胜过身上的疾病。
And so, if this thorn is referring to an illness, he was also able to overcome his fleshly illness.
啊，保罗打了那美好的仗。
So Paul has fought a good fight.
啊，他已经为传福音的事工为真道来打得美好的仗。
And he has fought a good fight in spreading and preaching the gospel.
我们请看提摩太前书第六章。
In 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章二十节。
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 20.
十二节，请看十二节。
Let us read verse 12.
十二节，你要为真道打美好的仗，持定永生。你为此被招，也在许多见证人面前已经做了那美好的见证。这是他对提摩太的勉励。
And so this is the encouragement for Timothy.
他说，你要为真道打那美好的仗。
He told him that you need to fight a good fight for the faith.
那这次保罗之所以这样勉励啊，是因为保罗他已经经过了这一场战争。
And Paul was able to give this encouragement because he himself has been through this fight.
啊，他已经得胜了。
And he was victorious.
啊，当时保罗传福音的工作啊，面对着几个困难。
When Paul was preaching, he faced several different difficulties.
啊，他要面对着那些犹太律法主义者。
He had to face the teachers of the law in Judaism.
他要面对着外邦世界里头的这些哲学思想、宗教的思潮。
He also had to face all of the teachings and the knowledges of the philosophers in those non-believers.
这些都带给人们很大很深的影响。
And these trends or thoughts has great influence on all of the people of his generation.
让人好像在坚固的营垒里头啊跑不出来。
It seems that people have encamped themselves within a bunker that they themselves could not escape.
所以保罗说这是一场属灵的征战。
So Paul said that this is a spiritual warfare.
要抢救人的灵魂，这是一场属灵的征战。
To save one's soul, this is a spiritual battle.
请看哥林多后书第十章。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多后书第十章第三节。
2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 3.
第三节，因为我们虽然在血气中行事，却不凭着血气征战。啊，传福音的对象是人。
And so the goal or the object of our preaching, we preach to people.
哦，那人们都是带着血肉之体。
And every one of us, we carry with us this bodily flesh.
但是保罗说，我们不是在血气当中在行事。
But Paul said that we do not war according to the flesh.
第四节
，verse four，
我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力，可以攻破坚固的营垒。
And for weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds.
啊，这里用坚固的营垒来做描述。
Here says the strongholds, to describe people.
啊，很多的时候人们就是在这个坚固的营垒里头。
So many times people, encamp themselves within these strongholds.
啊，并不是物质上的这个坚固的营垒。
It is not the physical strongholds.
啊，而是人们的习惯。
But the habits of men.
啊，人们的传统。
But the traditions of men.
啊，人们所接受的这些，啊，这些这个思想。
Or the concepts, the thoughts of men.
第五节
，verse five，
将各样的计谋、各样男主人认识神的那些至高之事一概攻破了，又将人所有的心意夺回，使他们顺服基督。
And so casting down arguments of every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, Bring every thought into captivity into the obedience of Christ.
啊，保罗已经打了那美好的仗。
So Paul has fought a good fight.
啊，他曾经将许多的人从那坚固的营垒当中来拯救出来。
He is able to pull out many people from the strongholds.
啊，靠着主耶稣给他的靠着主耶稣所给他的帮助。
It is by the help that's given to him from God.
啊，当然保罗他在他也经历了许多的这些困苦。
Of course, Paul himself, he also faced many different trial times.
所以征战当然不是一件容易的事情。
So of course, fighting or in battle, it is not something that is easy.
虽然这不是在肉体上、血气上的征战。
Even though this is not a warfare in flesh.
但是受苦的层面常常也包括着肉体上的受苦。
But the suffering includes physical sufferings.
请看腓立比书第一章。
Turn to Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章三十节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 30.
你们的征战就以你们在我身上从前所看见、现在所听见的一样。
Having the same conflict which you saw in me and now hear is in me.
这个腓立比的信徒，他们也在这征战的当中。
And so the people in Philippi, they are also within the conflict.
保罗来安慰、勉励他们。
And Paul tried to comfort them.
你们所遭遇的，就是你们在我身上从前所看过的。
And that what you have faced, you are facing right now, the conflicts of what you have witnessed before in me.
也就是像现在你们所听见的一样。
Just as you, what you have heard at this moment.
保罗曾经在腓立比的地方传福音。
And Paul has once preached in the place of Philippi.
那记载在使徒行传十六章里头。
And recorded in Acts chapter 16.
在那边传福音的时候，他曾经被抓。
There, while he was preaching, he was taken captive.
被棍打，被下在监牢里。
He was beaten and he was cast into prison.
这是腓立比的信徒在保罗身上他们曾经看过的。
And so this is what the Philippians have witnessed from Paul.
那现在所听见的呢，是保罗在写这个腓立比书的时候，他是在被捆绑当中。
And now what I have here is that Paul right now as he writes this letter he is imprisoned.
这个腓立比书第一章的十三节说我受到捆锁。
And so in chapter 1 verse 13 said that he is in bondage.
所以这一保罗说我已经打了那美好的仗。
And so Paul said that he has fought a good fight.
他在肉身上他跟主耶稣一样的来受过苦。
So physically, just as Lord Jesus Christ, he also suffered.
但是靠着神的恩典，他将许多人从撒旦的手中给救出来。
But by the grace of God, he was able to pull out so many people, from the control of Satan.
保罗在回忆他的信仰过程。
And as Paul reflect upon his journey of faith,
他很有把握地说，我已经完成了我的，他我已经达到了我的目标。
He is able to say that I have reached my goal.
因为他说当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
Because he could say that I have run the finished the race.
神拣选我们每一个人都有他神圣的目的在里头。
As God has chosen us, God has a purpose in every one of us.
这个保罗曾经说，神已经预先定准了人的岁数。人的这个疆界。
And Paul said that God has already established our boundaries in our age.
所以神也给我对我们每一个人有他所给我们的一些这个期望在里头。
So God towards every one of us has his expectations.
像保罗神给他，神对他给他拣选他有他有神给。神的这个目的在里头。
And so we know as God has chosen Paul, God has his purpose in Paul.
那保罗他自己也不断的在追求来明白神在他身上的目的。
And Paul also himself is trying to pursue to after and also understand what is the will of God in choosing him.
所以保罗在主耶稣拣选他的那一个时刻里头 他问了两个问题。
And so as God has chosen Paul, Paul in fact tried to ask God two things.
第一个他问说主啊你是谁
？First of all, he asks, "Who are you, Lord?"
第二个他问说主啊我当做什么
？Secondly, he asks, "Lord, what should I do?"
所以他在他的生活当中，他就不断的在寻求。主啊，你要我做什么
？So in his life, he continuously is seeking, what is the Lord? What does the Lord want him to do?
所以他常常是很清楚的知道主要我做什么。
So oftentimes he has a very clear understanding of what God wants him to do.
他知道了之后，他就努力的照着主要他做的去做。
After he understands, he does, what he can, to do the will of God.
所以他说当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
So he can say that I have run, I finished the race.
保罗为什么能够这么讲
？So how can he say this?
因为保罗不断的在追求明白神呼召他的旨意。
Because he continued to pursue and go after to understand, the purpose of his calling.
我们再看回《使徒行传》的26章。
Turn back to Acts chapter 26。
刚才我们有念过的。
We have read this already。
《使徒行传》26章19节。
Acts chapter 26:19。
亚基帕王啊，我固执没有违背那从天上来的异象。
I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision。
这里保罗他向这个王来表明说，我所得到的异象，我明白了神。对我的呼召，我就努力的前进。
He was trying to tell the king that I have received this calling from God, therefore I have to continue to march toward that goal.
所以知道是一件事情。
So to know is one matter.
那另外一件事情就是顺从神的旨意去做。
The other matter is that we have to follow obeying the will of God and we do it.
这个知道跟做，这个常常有一段距离。
To know and knowledge and to actually practice and do it, oftentimes there's a distance.
我们都有这样的经验，知道不等于做到。
We have this experience that to know does not equal that we will practice it.
如果只是知道，我们不能够说那个当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
If we only know it, we cannot say that I finished the race.
我们请看《使徒行传》20章。
Turn to Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传20章24节。
Acts chapter 20:24。
保罗说：“我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神的恩惠，神恩惠的福音。”所以这个知道跟做到，这个是有一段的距离。
So to know something and also to accomplish it, sometimes there is a big distance.
因为这当中需要有努力。需要有付出
，because within the journey it has to be some effort and some sacrifice。
那对保罗来讲啊，甚至他有可能来献上他的生命。
And for Paul, in his case, he is even willing to give up his life。
但是他已经看得很清楚。
But he could see this clearly。
这就是我应该去做的。
This is something I have to do。
所以虽然这个肉。纵然是肉体的生命也是宝贵的
Even though the physical life is also very precious
不是说保罗他轻看这个肉体的生命
It is not that he takes lightly his own physical life
而是因为他已经清楚地知道他当做的事情
It is because he already understood that the things that he has to do
所以不会因为有生命的威胁他就不敢往前进。
So it wouldn't be because of there's a danger in his life that he dare not continue forward.
所以保罗他是一直的在努力的。
So Paul continued to strive forward.
所以这个保罗啊，跑遍了很多的地方。
Therefore, Paul has been to so many different places.
他从叙利亚、小亚到小亚细亚。
From Syria, he went to Minor Asia.
然后又进入了欧洲
，and he also entered into Europe.
马其顿省、亚该亚省
，into Macedonia and Achaia.
最后甚至又到了这个罗马。
At the end, he was able to get to Rome.
这从圣经的有记录里头，我们知道保罗至少他到了罗马。
From the records of the Bible, we at least know he has at least got to Rome.
所以保罗。他有走完他有跑完他当跑的路
So we know Paul has finished the race
所以他最有他有这个资格，他来劝勉人说，将你们的身体来献上。
So therefore, he has the position to say that you need to offer yourselves as living sacrifices.
保罗说，我是靠着神的这个慈爱怜悯，这样来劝你们。
Because Paul said that by the mercy and the love of God, I encourage you.
能够为了主耶稣来有所献上。这个是神的恩典。
For the sake of Lord Jesus Christ, that we are able to make this sacrifice, it is really a blessing and grace of God.
因为保罗说这是神所悦纳的，这是我们应该这样子做的。
Because Paul said that this is pleasing to God, and this is really something and we need to do.
为什么说将我们来献上是神的恩典？
Why do we say that it is a blessing of God if we can offer ourselves?
因为他愿意悦纳。
Because God is willing and pleasing, very pleased to accept our offering.
这位这么尊贵、这么神圣的神啊，不是任何的奉献他都悦纳的。
Such a honorable and such a high position.God, he will not accept any kind of gifts.
那今天我们所献的，他能够悦纳，这是因为他的恩典。
And today, if the things that we try to offer, he is willing and pleased to accept, it is because he is gracious to us.
真的，在我们人世间呢、啊，常常是会有这样的情形的。
It's true, this happens in our own life.
人都可以，你做的人家。觉得不值得去多看一眼。
There are many things we do. Many people don't even bother or want to accept what we do for them.
那人算什么？人都会有这样的，都能够有这样的这样的一个权柄。
And so, what is man? Even man can possess such kind of authority.
那神是比人还何等的尊贵伟大。
But what about God? How much more greater and how much more honorable is God.
保罗很有自信地说，我已经准备好了。
And Paul was very confident that he said, I have prepared.
他说，因为所信的道我已经守住了。
And he said that I had kept the faith.
这个保罗他不但自己守住道理而且在传福音上面他是不妥协的。
And so not only he himself, he had kept his faith,in terms of preaching the gospel, he made no compromises.
我们知道在加拉太书里头保罗是一开始就非常的严厉的。
And we know in the book of Galatians, he started in a very stern fashion.
他说所传的福音跟我们所传的不一样，这个是要被咒诅的。
He said that if someone were to preach the gospel that is different from us, that person needs to be cursed.
请看加拉太书第二章。
In Galatians chapter 2.
先看第一章
Chapter 1
第一章第十节
Verse 10
我现在是要得人的心呢还是要得神的心呢我岂是讨人喜欢吗我若仍旧讨人的喜欢我就不是基督的仆人了
For do I now persuade them or God? Do I seek to please them? For if I still please men, I will not be a bondservant of Christ.
这个保罗是一个传道人他总是处处的体贴人，讨人的喜欢。
And Paul is a preacher, therefore he will try to please other people, and to find other people pleasing.
但是在这里他提到的是这个纯正的福音真理。
But when he is talking about the truth,
他说他不讨人的喜欢。
He said that he will not seek to please men.
所以他也劝勉这个提摩太要将这所传给他纯正的话语要牢牢的守着。
So he encouraged Timothy that the gospel that has been preached to you, you have to keep them.
保罗为什么能够持守道理
？So how can Paul keep the faith?
请看哥林多前书十五章。
In First Corinthians chapter 15，
哥林多前书十五章第十节。
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 10。
第十节，然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不是突然的，我比众使徒格外劳苦，这言不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。在这里保罗不断地提到说是因为神的恩典。
And here Paul continuously mentioned it is because of the grace of God.
这个就是保罗能够持守道理的原因。
And this is a reason why Paul can keep the faith.
他非常的认识自己。
He understands himself very thoroughly.
所以在神的面前他能够非常的谦卑。
Therefore, before God, he can humble himself.
他老是记得，在不断的思想着神的恩典。
He always remember and would recall the grace of God.
所以他说，我今日成了何等的人，是因为神的恩典。
So he said that by the grace of God, I am what I am.
所以当他在这么有自信的在说我已经准备好了。
So as he was so confident to say that I am prepared.
他不是在夸耀自己。
He is not trying to boast about himself.
他更重要的是来勉励所有的人。
What's important is that he wants to encourage everyone.
这个这么崇高的这个目标我们是可以达到的。
Such a high unreachable goal is something all of us can obtain.
再来就是保罗他的的确确的相信那个从天上来的奖赏。
And he also truly believed the reward that will be given him from heaven.
提摩太后书第四章。
In Second Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书四章第八节。
Chapter 4 verse 8.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判主到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。这里保罗他相信有那个公义的冠冕来为他存留。
And here Paul believed that there is this crown of righteousness prepared for him.
他真的是100%的相信，所以他说这个也是为众人来存留的。
And he fully believed this, and he also said this is something that's prepared for everyone who love him.
临到保罗的那个日子也会临到我们每一个人。
And the day that came upon Paul will also come upon every one of us.
保罗已经准备好了。
And Paul has already prepared.
我们也要确定我们可以准备好。
We have to be assured that we are also prepared.
唱诗395首。
Let us sing hymn number 395.